Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Nakapasa na ang panukalang batas para same-sex marriage sa Parlamento ng Australia kung saan kailangan na lamang aprubahan ng Governor General upang formal na itong maipasa bilang batas. Punong-puno ng emosyon ang mga naging mainit na pagtatalo mula magkabilang panig ng nasabing panukala, ngunit sa huli naipasa ito ng walang pag-amyenda. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Andrea Nierhoff na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Napasanan ng may suporta ng mayorya ang panukala para same-sex marriage sa parlamento nang walang pag-amyenda. Inihang ng Speaker of the House Tony Smith kung saan apat lamang na mambabata sa parlamento ang bumoto laban sa private bill sa mababang kapulungan.
As there are fewer than five members on the side for the noes in this division, I declare the question resolved in the affirmative in accordance with Standing Order 127. The names of those members who are in the minority will be recorded in the votes and proceedings. The clerk.
Third reading, a bill for an act to amend the law relating to the definition of marriage and protect religious freedoms and for related purposes.
That's it.
Sa pagbukas ng huling araw ng talakayan, nangatwiran ang pangunahing tagapagtaguyod para gay marriage at mambabatas mula Partido Liberal Warren Entsch na ang pangangailangang maipasa ng walang pag-amyenda ang panukala.
I have considered the amendments and do not believe any of these amendments are necessary. Any concerns raised in the amendments, notably those that have consistently opposed marriage equality, can be properly considered by the government's thorough inquiry into religious freedom due to be reporting by next March.
Sa naunang mga pagtalakay, sinikap ng dating punong ministro Tony Abbott na maghain ng pag-amyenda na nakita lamang ng marami bilang pagsisikap upang mapigilan ang pag-usad ng panukala, ngunit agad itong nahadlangan. Diniin ni Tony Abbott ang kanyang mungkahay bunga ng pag-alaga sa matibay na paniniwala o paggalang sa matibay na paniniwala sa kalayaan sa sariling pananampalataya o religious freedom.
People who believe in freedom of conscience, freedom of speech, freedom of religion and parental choice. And these amendments are not designed to frustrate this bill. They are not designed to delay this bill. They are designed to improve this bill and to make this bill a unifying as it can be under all the circumstances.
Di ganong positibo ang mga binitiwang salita ng huli sa 125 mambabata sa parlamentong nagsalita sa issue noong nakarang Miyerkules, ang independenteng mambabatas mula Queensland, Bob Catter. Ilan sa mga nabanggit niyang issue ay inugnay ni Bob Catter ang homosexuality sa same-sex marriage, sa AIDS, sa kaganapan ng krimen at pananamit sa paaralan o dress code. Nagbunga ng natatanging reaksyon ang muling pagsalta ni Bob Catter mula publiko noong Webes.
And I had to look it up in the dictionary, and gay means beautiful, happy, light, attractive, ethereal. Well, I wouldn't. Just to shut him up, please. This is the Parliament of Australia, not a happy clappers meeting.
Order here. The member will be.
Can we shut him up, please? Mr. Speaker, these people obviously go around, all these people up here clapping. They go around and call themselves beautiful, happy, light, attractive, ethereal. And they're proud of it.
Nasa Canberra, ang Executive Director ng Rainbow Families Victoria, Felicity Marlowe, upang subaybayan ang pag-usad ng panukala. Lubhang maligayaan niya siya sa nakamit na tagumpay, ngunit marami pa niyang dapat mga gawin. Ipagpapatuloy niya ang paninindigan para sa karapatan ng LGBTI o ng lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex na mga Australiano.
In many ways, it's just one of many areas of discrimination faced by LGBTI people, and the work will continue across all areas of advocacy for a whole range of young people, older people, kids from LGBTI families. So the work never stops. Hopefully it will one day, but this will make a significant impact, particularly for those young people who perhaps don't know any other LGBTI people who are living in communities or families or areas of Australia that don't realise that there's a future for them. And this will send an incredibly positive message to those young people, and that's what I really am hopeful of.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.